Hello and welcome to A Sustainable Mind, Episode 0. I'm your host, Marjorie Alexander. So what exactly is Episode 0? Well, it's where I get to tell you a little bit about the show, the website, how you actually can take part in shaping the future of the show, and of course, you'll get to know a little bit about me as well. A Sustainable Mind features interviews with the minds behind today's most impactful environmental campaigns, companies, organizations, inventions, and movements. But really, the mission of A Sustainable Mind is to inspire the environmental changemakers of tomorrow. So why do I use this word changemaker? Because that's pretty specific, right? Well, activist and advocate are actually two really big words for a lot of people. And to be completely honest, it turns some people off. They might feel that it's a bit radical for them and that they don't fit the label, and others feel it's a bit limiting and that they do so much more than what those terms imply. I like the word changemaker because for me, it can be anyone. A stay-at-home parent, the CEO of a company, a 16-year-old living in the projects, or an international traveler. But the real indicator of a changemaker is someone that inspires, educates, and empowers others to do the same, regardless of their background or profession. Not too long ago, I was listening to a podcast on a pretty popular environmental show, and they were interviewing the head of sustainability for a large corporation. And as I listened, it sounded like they were doing some great stuff as far as the company goes, but what I wasn't quite sure about was how those concepts translated to me, my friends, my family, you know, on a household or community level. Don't get me wrong, the interview was interesting, and it was good, if that's what you're looking for. But what I really wanted was something that was going to be relatable, that was actionable and really inspired me to go out and do something, to try something new, to teach me something, a concept or an idea that I'd never heard of. And over the last couple years, I've been searching iTunes and the internet in general for a show that delivered exactly that. But I've been unable to find a show that really meets that criteria. So I created A Sustainable Mind. Back when I got into podcasting in 2009, there were several shows about environmental sustainability. Some were required by individuals, some were sponsored by large media outlets or well-known environmental organizations. But a lot of those stopped recording a few years back, including Tree Hugger Radio, which was actually pretty big for a while. Even iTunes had what they called the Green Room, which was specifically for environmental podcasts, but that no longer exists either. With all that's going on with the environment right now, with climate change, divesting from fossil fuels, and really just figuring out how we can live sustainably without reverting back to cavemen, I'm surprised that there aren't more shows out there that talk about environmental action on a household, community, and global level. So, what can you expect from this show? Well, episodes are released 2 times a week. I'll be interviewing really well-known bloggers, grassroots organizers, founders of very active environmental organizations, inventors, authors, college professors. And if the first month of episodes is an indicator at all as to future content, then I think you'll really be in for some fascinating stuff. I've learned so much and have become so inspired by the work that these individuals are doing on a day-to-day basis. And that's really all that I wanted to do. I couldn't find anything out there that was inspiring me in this specific way. So basically, I decided just to produce something myself. I start off every interview asking questions about their childhood, how nature and the environment played a part, and how that determined their experience as a young adult and the journey to where they are right now. We talk about the inspiration for their work, the challenges they face getting their projects off the ground, and how they overcame those challenges. We also discuss what sustainable habits they practice at home, and any advice that they would give others who are seeking to live a similar lifestyle. At the end, I get some great resources and guidance so that you guys can go off and do some light reading on your own, and then take action right away. And of course, there's some really random stuff that comes up in conversation, but it's interesting all the same. So, what I really hope to do is to inform you, inspire you, and entertain you, motivating you to go out there and do something, whether it's taking action in your community or in your own home. But this is also a show where I want you to feel like you're a part of something, and I want us to have fun. So, if you visit the website, asustainablemind.com, and click on the tab Community, there will be several ways for you to get involved. You can drop me a line with a comment or a question. You can suggest a guest and questions to ask that specific guest or guests in general. You can even record a question in your own voice that will be included in the episode. Also, you can take part in our listener survey. And I'll take this moment to say that this podcast is doubling as my graduate school thesis project. So by taking this survey, you are actually helping me gather data on the mindset and habits of the public as far as they relate to environmental action and sustainable lifestyles. But don't worry, I'm not going to stop releasing episodes after I receive my degree. A sustainable mind is something that I plan to grow over the long term. And finally, if you want to interact with other listeners, discuss latest episodes, current news, trade resources, and even interact with some of the guests that I've interviewed, you can join our Environmentally Conscious and Sustainable Mind Facebook group. It is a private group, so you do need to request an ad to get an invitation. Again, visit asustainablemind.com and click the tab Community for all the ways that you can get involved. In addition to informing and inspiring and entertaining you, I really want you to be involved because I want to bring you content that you're actually going to want to listen to. I am totally obsessed with tiny houses and wilderness survival and aquaponics, and that is like super specific stuff. So you better believe that I'll be interviewing people from those areas because that's the stuff that I want to learn about. So let me know what you're interested in, and I'll find guests that are making an impact in those areas. The guests that are on this show have really taken the time and put in the resources to help improve the environment in their communities and communities around the world. The only way that we can really make a difference is by infecting each other with hope and consciousness and positive action. And that's really how it happens. You tell two people, and they tell two people, and they tell two more people. And before you know it, you started a movement. That's how change happens. So I really look forward to you guys joining me along this journey. One last thing before we go. After you subscribed and listened to a few episodes, head on over to iTunes and leave an honest rating and review. The way that iTunes determines who gets featured in New and Noteworthy and the What's Hot section is a combination of subscriptions, downloads, ratings, reviews, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So the more people that this show reaches, the bigger the platform is for these changemakers to teach, interact with, and inspire others. So again, leave a rating and review, participate in our online community, and enjoy the show. Not necessarily in that order. Thanks for listening to the Introduction to a Sustainable Mind podcast. Alone, we can impact a few, but together, we can change the world. This is your host, Marjorie Alexander, signing off. Thanks for listening.